are delivered news, or you find out things, and what you find out is beyond your control. You know, I call it a blitz attack. You got it. You didn't see it coming, and it hit you. You got it. And sometimes it takes, you know, it may take you a few minutes to get your bearings. You got it. It's like somebody, like if you're in a ride in a car, and somebody hits your car, and you know the point of contact. You know, it takes you a few minutes to get yourself together, because it caught you off guard. So I kind of had a similar situation happen to me in my life with some information, and I wasn't expecting anything like that, and it hit me, caught me off guard, and it shook me up for a little while, you know, to the point, you know, I wasn't in worry or nothing like that, but I'm sitting there declaring, no, that ain't shouldn't be happening, not in my house, you got it, or whatever the case may be, not in my life, you know, period, because anything, I just finished teaching in through the Bible yesterday, I told people that anything that comes in your life and that is not of God, it should be resisted immediately. You got it? That, you know, some people think that everything that comes into their life is from God. Well, if you think everything that comes in your life is from God, then you won't resist the things that are not from God. This is why James 4:7 says, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will what? Flee. So, you know, I went to bed last night, and I woke up this morning, and I said, Lord, I need to hear from you. You know, I don't know if y'all. I said I need to hear from you. David said he encouraged himself. I said, well, Lord, I need to be able to encourage myself, so I need a word, because that's how I am. You show me what I need to see in the word, then I'm going to be straight. So, he took me to John. Took me to John 21, and if you will, go to verse 1. So we're not going to be long tonight, because I'm just going to really share this. And I have my teenagers in here, because I really think that you all need to hear this too. John 21, and I want to go to verse 1. You got it? John 21, verse 1. And when you got it, say, got it. John 21, verse 1, it reads, it says, now after these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. And on this wise showed he himself. So it says, and on this wise showed he himself. Now, I want to read that in Amplified. And it says, after this, Jesus let himself be seen and revealed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. And he did it in this way. Now, that kind of stood out at me, because he says now, and he did it in this way. Now, in all the ways Jesus could have chosen to reveal himself to these disciples, the Bible specifically says he chose to do it this way. You got it? And that's what caught my attention when I began to read this, because now this is putting some demand on the statement, because you know, he could have showed himself in any way he wanted to show himself, because he was risen. You got it? This is after this whole account is after the resurrection. You got it. He's done appeared to them at least one time before, you know. But then the Bible makes a statement. He says, but now I'm going to reveal myself to them in this way. Now, the first thing we have to begin to ask ourselves is, we got to begin to understand, who is Jesus revealing himself to at this point in time? Now, the main person that he's, you know, he wasn't the only person, but he's the one that really jumps out to us in this instance, because you got to understand, Doubting Thomas and them was there with the other disciples, but it didn't say that Peter was there. But this time, when he's getting ready to show himself to the disciples, it makes this special emphasis that Peter was there. So now that causes us to have to get an understanding of what was going on with Peter. You got it? Now, like I said, this is after the death, the burial, and the resurrection, you got it, of Jesus. Now, we all know the story that Jesus told Peter. He says, listen, before the cock crows thrice, you're going to deny me three times. Now, and this is, and it happened. You got it? You got it? They asked Peter, yeah, you know, do you know? No, I don't know him. They asked me, Peter, you know him? No, I don't know him. Ask Peter. Then the Bible said, he put some special emphasis on the next time. He said, no, I don't know him. You got it? So he denied him three times. And then, watch this, the Bible says nothing else. It's silent about Peter. It says nothing else about Peter up until this point right here. Which lets me know now, because when Peter left, Peter was shamed. He was like, man, I can't believe I did this. Left away crying, all messed up, man. I just can't believe. Then Jesus got crucified. You got it? Now he's dead. And now Peter's in this place. Everything that I've staked my life on is gone. Everything, because Jesus is dead. He denied him three times. You got it? He's probably at a very, very, very low place in his life. But then scripture makes this statement. It says that Jesus, at this point, chooses to reveal himself this way. All right? Now, let's pick it up. Let's pick it up in verse 2. John 21. Let me get back there because I closed my Bible. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John 21, verse 2. And then it reads, it says, there were together Simon, Peter, and Thomas called Didymus, and Nathanael, and Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two other of his disciples. And Simon Peter saith unto them, watch this, I go a-fishing. So, you know, I'm just playing this thing because you got to understand, my mindset is in a whole different place this morning because I'm on the look for something. So now I'm playing this thing over in my head. So now the other disciples, you know, I know at least Thomas was there when Jesus revealed himself the first time. So they probably are, you know, they know that Jesus is risen. You got now, if I know that Jesus is risen, you know what? And I'm me and you together, then I'm gonna tell you, hey man, come on, man, we just saw Jesus. Now, so I can imagine them being together and they telling Peter that they seen the risen Lord. And now here go Peter saying, listen, man, I'm going fishing. That's what he said. He says, I'm going fishing. And then this is what they say. They say, okay, Simon Peter said unto them, I go a-fishing. They say unto him, we also go with thee. They went forth and entered into a ship immediately. And that night they caught nothing. Now, okay, let's look at this. If I say, I go fishing, and I fish all night and catch nothing, that can be understood because I'm a recreational fisher. Got it? I don't fish. You got it? I don't fish all night. So if I catch nothing, one thing. But we're talking about Peter. You got it? Peter was a professional fisher. He fished for a livelihood before he came in contact with Jesus. You got it? But now he went out and he fished all night, and he caught, the Bible says that he caught nothing. Now, let's continue to move on. I keep on closing my Bible, y'all. Stick with me. Verse 4. But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus said unto them, children, have ye any meat? They answer him, no. All right, so now, hold up. Jesus standing on the shore. I'm gonna get a couple guys over so y'all can envision this. He's standing on the shore, and the first thing, now they don't know it's him. You got it? The first thing he asks them, he says, "Children, do y'all have any meat?" Now, here's my question. Why did Jesus ask them, did they have any meat? Because number one, you know, Jesus don't ask questions to get information, because he already know. But he asked them, do you have any meat? He didn't show up and ask them, "Have y'all boys been praying? Come on, have y'all been reading your Bible? Come on, have y'all been studying your word?" He didn't show up asking them anything spiritual. He shows up, asks them this question: do y'all have anything to eat? He showed up immediately addressing their need. He show up asking them, "Are y'all in right fellowship with me? Have y'all been doing everything I told y'all to do?" No, he shows up and he addresses their need immediately. Now, watch this, verse 6. "And he said unto them, cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of the what? Fishes." Now, this is where the Spirit of God dealt with me. I need three men. Come on. 1, 2, 3. Come on. Three men. And he showed me this thing. I mean, it was like the heavens opened up. Sit down. Sit up here. I need y'all to sit up here like y'all in a boat facing this way. Like cross your legs. Sit up here. I got three. Y'all can cross your leg. Y'all can cross your leg, right? Now, they in the boat. There's a boat. I'm going to jump. Boat. So they're in the boat. They're out there a little ways. Jesus is on the shore. You got it? Now, for some reason, they can't tell it was Jesus. Got it? So they're in the boat. So Jesus, "Hey, children, y'all got anything to eat?" So they turns to him and they having this dialogue. No, so he says, "I tell you what." He said, "Yeah, I want you to cast your net on the right side." Now, scripture never uses any words just to be using it. Now, this is the vision that God was giving. He said, cast a net on the right side. Now, when they cast their net on the right side, the Bible says that they caught a boatload of fish, or net breaking fish, got a whole lot of fish. Now, here's my question, and this is when the Holy Spirit died. I said, "Well, where did the fish come from?" I said, because now they just tore it all night. It didn't say they went out to the deep last time. Launch out into the deep and catch. He said, "No, I just want you to cast your net on the right side." Then he says, "Now envision me on the shore. Envision them facing me." He says, "Now see them cast their net on the right side." So I envision the disciples, that like y'all cast your net on the right side. Right side, right? Okay. Now he says, "What's between them and me? The deep." He says, "Now watch this. The fish that showed up were already out there." But he says, this is what happens. He says, "The fish that was out there, watch that, came to me. And I put them in between, watch this, me and the fish, so that now the blessing that was meant for me, they got." Jesus. This is what he did. He says, I need you to grasp this, son. I need you to understand this. Because he says, this is what you got to understand. You're no longer apart from me. You're with me. And he said this, and don't y'all ever forget this. And I'm almost done because I just want to share this point. He says, the Spirit of Christ, watch this, don't chase blessings. The Spirit of Christ attracts blessings. He says, if you will get the right revelation of this, He says you will never chase another thing, another day of your life, because you in me, blessings got to flow to you. He says, so now this whole thing is playing out. I'm on my back porch. This whole thing is playing out. So now he says, so you think that I'm not concerned about what you're concerned about. He says, anything that concerns you concerns me. But he says, you got to understand this. Stuff will show up to try to get you not to hear from me. Because in me is the key to every breakthrough you will have. So you will get so focused on what's going on in your life, you ain't paying attention to me. But watch this. I'm the one giving you the instructions that's going to cause you to come out. So if the devil can silence my voice in your life, he can keep from you what really belongs to you. Y'all can sit down. Y'all. He says it's just that simple. He says it's just that simple. So he says, I don't never want you to be concerned about nothing else. He says, as long as you, I don't care what show up. He says, as long as you stay with me. He says, I don't care what it is. He said, I don't care what the banker said. I don't care what the doctor said. I don't care what the school teacher said. I don't care what none of them said. He says, as long as you will stay focused on me, I'll give you every instruction you need. Watch this, to trigger every breakthrough you ever need. But don't you ever let your focus be broke off me. He said, because between me and you is the deep. But watch this. But if you'll stay in your proper place, watch this, it can't miss you. It's got to flow through you. And I'll tell you, that's the word of the Lord. Now, okay, so point. Jesus is concerned about what you are concerned about. And he will show up in your time of failure. And at your greatest, watch this, or smallest need. No. He'll show up at your greatest need, but he'll show up at your smallest need. So watch this. He said, businessman, are you making a profit? Come on. Now say, I'm concerned about you making a profit. If you're concerned about making a profit, Jesus said, I'm concerned about you making a profit. To the pastor, you're concerned about lives being touched. If you're concerned about lives being touched, how much more am I concerned about lives being touched? To the mom, are your children doing well? He says, now if you are concerned about your children doing well, how much more am I concerned about your children doing well? To the teenager, are you doing well in school? Are you doing well in your extracurricular activities? He says, guess what? I'm just as concerned as you are. This is what you got to understand. He says, listen, whatever you are concerned about, I don't care if it's just catching fish. He says, I'm concerned about you catching fish. But now watch this. This is where it's gonna get real good. And then I'm gonna close this thing. Watch where I go. So John 20, 21. he said, watch this. Now watch this. Verse 7. Therefore, the disciple whom Jesus loved said unto Peter, now you had to focus on Peter. It is the Lord. Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girt his fisher's coat unto him. For he was naked and did cast himself into the what? See, why in the world was Peter the one doing all the hiding? Why? He was shamed. He was shamed. Why? Because the last time he saw Jesus, he disappointed him. Watch this. He let him down. Yeah. Come on. He felt like he didn't do what he's supposed to do. But watch this. Even though he felt shame, it didn't stop Jesus from showing up. He said, it didn't stop him from showing up. And not only did Jesus show up, watch what he did now. Watch what he did. He said, verse 8, and the other disciples came in a little ship, for they were not far from land, but as it were 200 cubits, dragging the net with what? Fishes. As soon then as they were come to land, they saw a fire of coals there and fish laid thereon and bread. Jesus said unto them, bring of the fish which you have now caught. No, you got to catch this. Come on. Jesus didn't let them catch the fish just so they have something to eat. He already had that taken care of. So it was, no, you better understand. It wasn't, now it's going to make real sense here in a minute. See, Jesus let them catch the fish not because they needed something to eat, because he already had that taken care of. But he let them catch the fish so that their joy will be full. Jesus. Now come on, now it begins to make sense now. He says, ask the Father in my name, and I'll do whatever it is you ask so that your joy will be what? The stuff God wants to do with you is not because you have a need of it, but because he wants your joy to be full. He says, but y'all so busy viewing me the wrong way. You jumping in the water trying to hide from me when you should be coming to me with arms wide open. Because the only thing I got for you is something good. He said, this is the problem. You need to change your perspective. He says, boy, if you're concerned about that, how much more? He says, how much more am I concerned about it? But don't you let what you're facing get between me and you. Because I'm getting ready to tell you something. Now, and what I tell you, you need to catch. Because that's key to you catching the flow. See? But this is what the devil does. Bring stuff in your life. All kind of situations. All kind of circumstances. To get your focus off Jesus. The one you need to be focused on, because he is the key to the breakthrough. See, you never, the next instructions that he's getting ready to utter to you hold the key to your breakthrough. Why? Because all blessings flow to him. That's what they do. They flow to him. And because we're in him, they flow to what? Us. Now, then the Holy Spirit, is that well enough? He says, now you need another scripture? Because he know I am a scripture man. He says, watch this. He says, why come when Jesus was born, gold, frankincense, and myrrh sought him out? Gold, frankincense, and myrrh sought him out. He didn't go seek it out. It sought him out. You got it? So this is where the mindset. See, because we're so busy out there chasing stuff. We're trying to make this happen, trying to make that happen, trying to do this, trying to do that. All this we got going on. But watch this. You ain't heard nothing from the Lord. And the devil know it. So what he does is he keeps you in this tailspin where, like, you ever seen when they hang the thing before the dog or the rabbit or something, but they can't never catch it, but they're always chasing it. And you ain't getting no closer to what you've been trying to catch. Because you're doing all the work trying to catch it. We're here just say, listen, just trust me that I'm concerned about what you're concerned about. Stay focused on me, not on other folk. He says, not on the situation or the problem that you're going through. You stay focused on me. I'm going to tell you what you need to do. So I'm going to give you your instructions, and your instructions going to bring forth your breakthrough. Yeah, said, just that simple. Said, just that simple. I got up there. I finished studying. I was done. I said, that's all I needed. That's all I needed. That's all I needed, Lord. That's all I needed. That's, I just needed to be reminded. Watch this, that you are for me and not against me. Even when I've done something, watch this, to shame myself. Yeah, which means you ain't done what was right. It didn't stop Jesus for being for Peter. He showed up especially for Peter because he'd already revealed himself to the rest of them. You got it? So the one, watch this, that felt the lowest. See, this is where I'm getting ready to go with you. I ain't going today, but I'm getting ready to go. When the one that felt the lowest, the one that felt the least, the one that felt the most undeserving, that was the one he showed up for. He didn't show up for the one who thought God owed him something. Say, that ain't what he did. They ain't what he did. I'm going to give you a nugget because y'all been a good class. You got it? So then he took me to the scripture about the guy who went and was doing and got the servants to go and work. And one servant showed up at 9 o'clock. The other one showed up at 12 o'clock. And the other one showed up at 6 o'clock. But the one at 6 o'clock, watch this, got the same thing as the one that showed up at 9 o'clock. Now, the one that got his wages at 9 o'clock got mad. But the master of the house said, didn't I give you what I told you I was going to give you? You got it? But you sitting over here looking at what I gave them. But then, now watch this. This whole parable leads, watch this, to the thing talking about the hundredfold. You got it? So now, you when you begin to understand this, see, it's just me knowing that God is faithful. You got it? So, because the one at six, you got it? They had to believe God was what? Faithful. The one at nine had to believe that God was what? So if I'll just believe that God is what? Come on. I'll get what's due to me, what's this, and much, much what? More, because he is an over and an above God. But don't let your focus get in the wrong place. So now, I'm done. This is what the Lord told me to tell you. Watch this. I want everybody to stand to feet. I want you to say this. Then we're going to take communion. Watch this. Got it? And don't you ever forget this. Even my teenagers, this is where I got you. This is what I got to teach you to understand. You got it? You are in Christ, so good things are flowing your way. It's just that simple. Just that simple. He says, don't you ever forget that. You are in Christ, and good things are flowing your way. I don't care what nobody else has said. I don't care what the report said. He says, you just remember you're in me. And he says, good things are flowing your way. And he took me back to the picture of the men sitting in the boat. And I began to see the fish flowing their way. I began to see them because they was out there in the deep. But they had to come the way Jesus was. Come on, they had to come. So because I'm in him, good things are always flowing my way. I don't care if you're having a hard time right now. I don't care if you got a bad report. He says, I just need for you to understand that good things are flowing your way. I'm going to share with you one more nugget. And this is going to help you because I got to share this with you because I need you to say something. The Bible says, I think the disciples, I think they had asked Jesus to increase their faith. It was something like something in that context. And Jesus says, if you have faith of a mustard seed, he says, you will say to the mulberry tree, and it will be plucked up from the root. You got it? Now he said, no. See, this he said. He says, I need you to understand something. See, you always talking about you got to get to a certain faith level. He says, listen, the only thing you do, only thing you need is you just need enough faith to say. Yo, that went right over your head. You missed that one. He said, no. He says, if you had the faith of a mustard seed, a small little bit, he says, you will what? So he says, I just need you to have enough faith to say. And he said, if I can get you to have enough faith to say, he says, whatever it is in your life is going to have to be pulled up from the root. Not just cut off, pulled up from the root. So now I'm not only going to deal with the problem, I'm going to deal with what caused the problem. But I got to have you to have enough faith to say. So I said, okay, Lord. All right. Because Chris told me I was heavy last night. That when I get heavy, I don't want nobody to bother me. I get irritable. You got it? I said, no, because it's something up there. No, this ain't God. Got it? See, I don't get like other folk. When something ain't got, no. I get a righteous indignant about myself. I ain't learned how to handle it all and tell it all the right way. But I know something ain't right. This ain't right now. You got it? So then I had to get before the Lord. This is why I said, listen. Yeah, I need to know what to do. He said, okay. He took me to John. Then he took me over there. And that the scripture I didn't really go through with y'all. But then he ended up right there. I just need you to have enough faith to say. He said, I didn't see y'all the one making this hard. Y'all the one making this difficult. Think you got to jump through all these hoops and all this kind of stuff. He says, I just need you to muster up enough faith to say. So I said, Lord, give me what I need to say. And I tell you, Doc, you got to understand when you're flowing with the Holy Ghost. You got to say, Lord, give me what I need to say. And I said, I'll say it. And I won't even tell you that I'll say it. I'll tell everybody else to say it.
Amen.
He said, so this is what I want you to tell them. Good things are flowing your way. he said, that's all I want you to tell him. Good things are flowing your way. No, you got to say, somebody say, good things are flowing my way. No, you got to say it with some faith. Say, good things are flowing my way. Say it one more time. Say, good things are flowing my way. Now get it on a hand clap of praise. What you talking about? Woo! 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 The devil thought it had me. Hey, he gonna find out after a while. You better not mess with me. Better not mess with me. Good things are flowing my way. I don't care how bad it look. Good things are flowing my way. I don't care what the banker said. Good things are flowing my way. I don't care what the doctor said. Good things are flowing my way. See, some of y'all ain't believing that yet. Have enough faith to say. Think God don't know about your situation? Think he don't know about your circumstances? Think he don't know about your situation? But guess what he said? Good things. Come on. Good things are flowing my way. Sure, I don't care how bad it look right now. Good things are flowing my way. Well, not because I earned it. Not because I deserve it, but because I'm in him. No, I'm in him. So what flows to him flows to me. Good things are flowing. Boy, don't y'all ever forget this. Y'all ever forget this. I don't care how crazy it look. Care how crazy it look around you. Shoot. 1,000 may fall at my side. 10,000 may fall at my right. But it shall not come nigh my dwelling. Why? Cause good things. Come on, good things. Come on, good things are flowing my way. See, this is the gospel. This is the good news. Come on, Jesus didn't show up telling Peter, man, you let me down. Your sorry self. I know you were going to do it. Should have been out here praying and fasting. No, he showed up and asked and said, Doc, you got anything to eat? See, we have this wrong perspective of God. Got it? That he's coming with all this thunder and judgment and all this kind of stuff. When he says, boy, don't you know I'm for you? He said, I'm for you. For you. So don't you ever think that I left you. If it can't take me out, it can't take you out. Come on, good things are flowing my way. So what I wanted to do is I want to seal this with communion tonight. I want you to seal this with communion tonight. Because when I partake of communion, it brings me back to remembrance of why I got a right to expect good things are flowing my way. Every time I partake of the blood, I drink the very life of Christ. Come on. But the Bible says that the life is in the blood. So when you take the juice that stands for the blood, you actually drink the very life of Christ. When I take the bread, I'm actually partaking of his body. A body that was whipped. A body that was scourged. That purchased my healing even when I didn't deserve it. So every time I partake, I should partake in a mindset with an attitude that good things, come on, are flowing my way. Come on, not because of me, because I'm something special and I'm so smart and I'm so this and I'm so that. The least, this is what I'm gonna tell you, I might have to deal with this. The least, the lost, and the last. See, but y'all sitting here pitting to be first. That's why you're sitting there, you're going, keep on, gotten all that strife and resentment and stuff in the church. You trying to pit for this one and you trying to pit for that one. He says, if you would just be the least, the lost, watch this, or the last, I'm going to make sure you get everything that the first got. Because the one that showed up last got what? The same thing the one that showed up what? First. But the one first had to work harder. And had to work longer. That's all. So you got to get your perspective right. When I act like you so smart, you know all this and all that. He says, I take the foolishness. He said, I take the foolishness, the stuff that the world calls foolish. And I confound the wise. So when I was looking for somebody, I'm going to take a mess with you. To take on Goliath, a man that was trained for war from his birth. I didn't go look for another man that was trained for war from his birth. I went and got a teenager, a little shepherd boy. But you want to know why I did it? Because when I do what it is I'm going to do, I ain't going to share my glory with none of y'all. That's why I picked the least, the last, and the lost. Now, watch this. All of us qualify. Because least ain't none of us deserving. Lost, all y'all were lost. Huh? Last? So I should always be in this constant expectation. Good things are flowing my way. Starting over here this side, y'all can go first. Go ahead and get your, uncover this, the communion. Y'all get your communion. Let's partake of communion. We're going to be done. Good things are flowing my way. Good things are flowing my way. Woo, Jesus. My man. Glory. I don't know, boy. Why did you even mess with me, boy? When y'all get your communion.
Flowing my way.
Flow.